Please put your seats in the reclining position. You are now entering
the Adult Zone.
Adult Zone. With La Crush and Black Reporter.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Were you not ready?
Welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio. I'm the super fluffy flirt, Miss La Crush Heart, and I'm your host for this evening.
And this is her, and her co-host, Black Reporter.
We also have a good friend who's also part of the Phone Fantasy Radio family. Good grief. Hailing out of BK. Gotta bring in early. What's up, Rick?
What's going on?
Oh, God.
Why do you sound like you're on a megaphone?
I'm still echoing?
Yes, love.
Oh, I got a lot of stuff
going
on.
Now you're good. You sounded like you was on a megaphone. Wow. Special effects.
Yeah, I know how.
Anyway, what's good, love? What's good, Black Reporter? How are you?
Good evening, Miss Brick.
Good evening, Sugar. How are y'all doing?
Very good.
You're doing okay.
Very good.
Okay, here you go, dear.
Okay, so tonight is a very special broadcast. Tonight we have a spoken word artist out of Columbus, Ohio, John's hometown. And he's going to actually hopefully give us a live performance. He's on his way to a venue, and he should be giving us a live performance, live on air at his venue. Right,
ooh.
So we get a special treat. So in the meantime, between time, I'm going to keep y'all busy, and we're going to find out where he's at. Right, JG, where you at?
I'm right here, Mom. What's going on?
Not much. What number? 614-434. Which one is you?
I'm 614.
Okay.
I'm 614-246. That's right.
Okay. Right. Columbus, Ohio. I just said that. Please introduce yourself real quick while you getting dressed.
What's good, everybody? This is JG the Juggernaut, live from Columbus, Ohio. Your favorite rapper's favorite poet in full effect, chilling out with La Crush Hearts. What's going on, Black Reporter?
Not much, brother.
Not mad at it.
And we also have Brick. Can't forget
Brick.
Hello, JG.
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good. How are you, darling?
Oh, man, I'm doing too much as always, but, you know, I mean, no pain again,
right? You sound hyped. Are you ready? You sound hyped. Ready?
All right. Man, this, you know, when you do what you love to do, you got to be excited about it.
That's
right.
We just turned on to put
Well, you know, I mean, I look at it like this. There's so many people that wake up in the morning and say they hate their job. You know what I mean? And I woke up like that on many a morning and felt that way. So to be able to do something that I love and people actually give me money for it, I'm like, come on, man, this is like robbery. Yeah.
Like, get the best of both worlds. Get the best of both worlds.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's real humbling, man. It's real humbling. It's been a real interesting ride. Like, you know, I was just writing a poem the other day talking about my beginnings, and I was just talking about how, you know, I didn't start writing poetry to travel or to do features or anything like that. I was writing poetry because my heart was broken. So, you know, ever since then, you know, the rest of it is history, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah,
turned the negative into a positive. Excellent.
Yeah, I mean, and this is the first time I've ever shared this story publicly. What really was the catalyst for me getting on stage? February 13, 2006, I got a text message from an ex-girlfriend, a recent ex, who, you know, at the time I knew was pregnant. And the text message read, I had a miscarriage over the weekend. You never have to.
Oh, good.
Did
anybody else hear?
Yeah.
I don't know what that was.
I heard it.
Oh, okay.
Right. So, you know, okay, that took place on a Monday, the day before Valentine's Day. And so, you know, of course, you know, with all of the heartbreak that goes along, like my family's, that was supposed to be like my mother's first grandchild, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I'm like, you know, I'm heartbroken. So, I mean, I was, you know, after crying for long enough, I'm like, all right, well, what am I going to do to, you know, the only thing I could do was go to poetry night the next day. So I wound up going the next day and performing, and like literally I went for like the next 6 months straight. And,
wow.
You know, it just kind of grew out of that. Like it was, you know, I had been going, but I had never taken it seriously or never really did it for real. And then, you know, after the miscarriage, it was like, yo, it's time to really put in. So, you know, 6 years and, you know, 2.5 hours later, you know.
You know, I've often heard like a lot of poets say that when they write or finish a poem or when they finish saying one of their poems, it's like giving birth. Now, I know you're a man and you don't know what that feels like, but is it kind of like giving birth after every poem that you've done? Does it feel like,
nah,
you know, like, you know, I've thought a new different part of yourself or...
Well, you know, I mean, I think that's a good analogy. Like, you know, there are certain poems, not every poem, but there are certain poems that are very difficult to perform because of the subject matter. You know, very difficult to perform. And honestly, like, I talk to a lot of poets, you know, and we all have certain poems that we don't like to perform. And I think, in my personal opinion, you know, those poems are frequently the poems that people need the most. You know, if you get into this, in my personal opinion, you're a fool and you're cheating the art if you get into this business for yourself. If you get into poetry, open mics, this, that, and the third, and you're on stage for you, for your ego, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you're cheating those who are kind enough to give you 3 minutes. Because, you know, you go to some spots, I'm sure y'all up in New York, you go to New York, you go to Green Mill. They won't listen. If you ain't no good, they won't listen.
Yeah.
So my thing is that, you know, most places aren't that blunt. They'll listen you out. But the truth of the matter is that I feel like, you know, if you're gonna listen to me for 3 minutes, the least I could do is give you something worth listening to.
True. Oh, that's right.
So, yeah, I mean.
Which all people thought like that.
Yeah, like, I mean, I personally, like, you know, whenever it comes to doing these difficult poems or what's that, this, that, and the third, I mean, that's the way I psych myself up, but I still have a few that I don't like to perform.
Would you consider yourself a conscious poet? Are you, you know, write about the politics and the stuff that's going around you and things like that? Are you one of those type of poets? Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because, you know, that term, conscious poet. I don't write when I'm asleep, so I guess I'm in. But, no, seriously, in all seriousness, I wouldn't consider myself a conscious poet. I mean, I consider myself I'm a real brother. So, you know, Trayvon Martin affected me because I wear hoodies. So did I write a Trayvon Martin poem? Yeah, I wrote one. You know what I mean? It was just something that came to me. I sat down at a coffee shop, wrote it, it's done. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, will I be slamming with it or doing features with it? Probably not. You know what I mean? And so, you know, my thing is that I write about, I am undoubtedly a black poet, period. You know, that's the only thing I can be is a black poet. So every poem that I write comes from the perspective of a black man because I can't change that. You know, that's the part that I cannot change is, you know, am I, you know, being a black man. So, you know, that portion of it, you know, so when you say conscious, I mean, nah, because I mean, you know, when you think conscious, I remember reading a Common interview, and Common was like, people used to ask me, do I talk about sex? Do I ever have sex? And so that was the impetus behind the song Go. You know, my thing is I talk about sex. I talk about sex. Yes, I like sex. I'm a man. Like, you know, so, yeah, do I talk about sex and politics? And I just actually, on my next album, it's going to be a poem about, you know, the life of a drug dealer. It's not glorifying. It's talking about the other side. So, you know, do I consider myself conscious? No. I consider myself a real brother. Like, I'm the same multifaceted brother that you grew up with, the same multifaceted brother. Like, you know, do I have my screw-ups? Yeah. Do I talk about them? Sure, I do. You know, so I wouldn't say, I would just say I'm just real. Like, I'm just myself.
Okay. So, folks that just tuned in, because, you know, people are starting to come in now. We have our dedicated listener, Marva, from Long Island, in the chat room right now, who says hello to you. And she said she loves you. Yes, he said, I love this young man. She can listen to you all day, because, you know, I put your video of a few of your performances on my web, you know, on my Facebook, and she's seen it, and, you know, she's been praising you ever since 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Much love.
Right. So we're going to get into that. You're actually getting ready right now to go to your performance, right?
Well, actually, what I mean, and this is, you know, this is how random I am. Like, I was going to sit at home and do the interview and try to be extra cool and smooth and use my voice and get my Barry White on. But then my homeboy hit me up, and he's like, yo, you know, I got a show tonight, man. You coming through? And I was like, I don't know. And I was like, wow, how dope would it be if I can try to get on stage while, you know, while I'm on the air? So I'm actually on my way to the venue now. Me and the Juggamobile is pushing 80 down the highway, trying to get to the venue. And he's going to give me a little special spot, and I'll probably try to do a couple of phones and have somebody hold the phone so that y'all can hear me live.
Awesome.
Whoa, special.
So
that's cool.
Right. So in the meantime, between time, while you're doing that, we're going to give you a break. And what we'll do is we'll actually feature some of your stuff now from, you know, albums. Do you have a favorite poem before I do that?
Oh, a favorite. I mean, ooh, that's like picking my favorite child.
Okay, wait. Right. Okay, out of your two albums, because you do have two albums out there.
Right.
So out of your two albums, or you're working on your third one, but out of the two albums that you've already done, do you have a favorite poem piece from there?
Oh, man.
Let me ask you a question. I've heard other people ask that question, and the court has responded with saying, do you have a favorite child? And basically, I mean, it's the same thing. Is that kind of like the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, it is, because, like, you know, I'll be honest with you, my favorite poem is whatever one that I just finished writing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then once I write a new poem, that poem becomes just, that's the other poem. You know, it's kind of like new baby syndrome. Like, when a new baby comes, oh, the new baby. And the other kids are saying, like, I hate that little bastard. He didn't even got the same last name as me. You know what I mean? So, you know, I tell you what, I can't say, I don't really have a favorite. But what I'll say is that there are three poems that are on those first two albums that always stick out to people. And, in no particular order, it's always Run Nigga Run off of my second album, The Experience. And then the other two, well, there's probably, yeah, it would be Run Nigga Run. It would be I Want to Go Back or 792 from the second album or from the first album. And then, of course, Mama Called Me. Like, you know, those three tend to strike, they tend to strike a chord with people, you know what I'm saying, just because the subject matter is real relatable in all three of the pieces. Like, you know, anybody that was raised in a black neighborhood, you're gonna reminisce on I Wanna Go Back, or any male or anybody who knows black athletes, black sports, and sees some of the unfair things they deal with, you're gonna feel Run Nigga Run. And then, of course, anybody that's had a black mama, or a mama that was tough on them. I'm not going to say black mama. I'm going to say a mama that was tough, because I've had some white ladies come up to me and was like, you know, I say this, I talk to my kids the same way. So, you know, anybody that had a mom that was not afraid to be tough on them because they knew it was making them better, then you're going to feel Mama Called Me. So, you know, with that being said, I think you wind up with, you know, those three. You know what I mean? If you pick one from those three, I wouldn't get mad at you.
Okay.
There.
Well, how about we go in? I'm a play the Run Nigga Run so people can understand what you're talking about and people can understand, you know, a little bit of you. But I'm also gonna play JG the Juggernaut, the Juggernaut. So is that a poem that's about you? Is it basis of you and how you came about? Or explain that poem a little bit for us.
Man, I call that poem that's like a lyrical exercise poem to me. Like honestly, sometimes I sit down and I'm an old school hip hop head at heart. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I remember, you know, before battling was the cool thing to do on YouTube. Like, I remember LL Cool J. You know, there was no particular, like, I'm bad. There was no particular rapper in mind. It was just, I'm the baddest dude ever. And so, you know, with the Juggernaut, I wanted something ominous to announce myself. Because at the time, you know, like when I released that album, like, you know, I've done a lot in the 2 years since I've released that album. And, you know what I'm saying? But at that time, I was virtually just I was a nobody with an album. You know what I mean? And so, like, so the Juggernaut itself was just kind of like, it really is just the birth of the Juggernaut. And me and my producer, Esco, like, actually, we sat in the studio together. And, you know what I'm saying? I was like, I need something ominous, man. I need something deep and ominous. And he was like, you know, I was like, I hear bells and deep scents. And, you know, he started playing, and I was like, that's it right there. So then he went to the next instrument, and, you know, before you know it, it was done. Like, you know, I actually wrote the poem, in, like, May of 2009. I was on a plane to, Atlanta, and I started writing the piece.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice. Okay.
I'm such a word nerd. Honestly, that whole poem was just based off of the fact that I wanted to use the word chupacabra in a poem.
Okay. Okay.
I love that.
A word nerd.
A word nerd. I love that.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, you know, I'll hear a word, you know what I'm saying, through conversation, watching TV, what have you, look it up, and it'll just go in a memory bank, and I will not rest until I find a place to put it into a poem.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
You know, like, I remember, like, there's a poem that it hasn't been released yet, but I figured out that, you know, wow, Bucharest is way far away, and so is Budapest, and they kind of rhyme. And nobody's thinking to rhyme Bucharest with Budapest, so I threw them together. You know what I mean? So if you hear somebody else doing that after this, you know they got it from me.
Okay. I know they got it from you. Exclusive. Okay. All right, so let me see if I can get to. I'm gonna put you on pause and let you get to your venue, and we'll bring you back. We're gonna let people experience some of your work and know why we're shining our fantasy limelight on JG the Juggernaut out of Columbus, Ohio. So hold on a bit, and folks that just tuned in to Phone Fantasy Radio, The Adult Zone, we have a little spin tonight. It's called Fantasy Limelight. And tonight we shine the spotlight on people of talent, people, entrepreneurs, people that are just doing big things, and we feel like we want to bring what they're doing to your ears. So that's what we're doing tonight. So tonight is the Fantasy Limelight. JG the Juggernaut, who is a spoken word artist out of Columbus, Ohio, is actually on his way to a venue to perform, hopefully live for us, before the show is over. We got Lady C from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hi, Lady C.
Hi.
Hi,
Lady
C. Right, we gotta bring in our regulars. We gotta bring in our regulars. We got Marva in the chat room holding us down. And what I'm gonna do right now is I'm hopefully play this good old artwork. John, I see you out of Columbus, Ohio. I see you, John. Just give me a moment. I'm going to see if I can make this work now. You may hear me echo. But just bear with me.
Okay,
cool. Okay, so here goes a poem by JG the Juggernaut called The Juggernaut. Hopefully it plays. Okay, it's not playing. Is it playing? It is not playing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Hold on, folks. Technical difficulties. Bear with me. Bear with me. Black reporter?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you say something?
Well, don't forget that Thursday night we have our old school countdown, and it will be my old school of the 70s and 80s against Crush's old school of the somewhat 80s and 90s. And we will be going after it. She will be having hip-hop. I'll be having R&B and R&B, funk, and a little bit of rap. And somebody told me that their favorite artist from our day and age was Bobby Womack. And I'll see if I can slide a few in there. Yes, I heard you loud and clear, Marla, okay? I heard you loud and clear. So if you got a request, get it to Crush or get it to me. You got 7 ways to get it to me. You can put a note on our webpage on Facebook. You can call the request line at 347-7... I just hit a blank. Crush,
347-855-7372. Black Reporter.
Okay, thank you, Molly.
Gee whiz golly, Black Reporter. You're supposed to know that already.
This is true.
Okay, so yeah, this would be the time my computer gives me hell. But don't worry, I got y'all covered. We're gonna make it happen. Just not gonna make it happen right now. This would be the time my computer freezes on me. I'm sorry, JG, my computer froze on me.
I'm gonna get you covered.
We're gonna get you covered. Just gonna give me a minute for my computer to not freeze. You gotta love the internet. You gotta love technology. I really do love technology.
Ziggy. Yeah. Ziggy. I see you as a little cousin of mine because I'm a journalist, and since both of us write about current events, you do it from a lyrical point of view, I do it from a spearhead point of view. Do you see the same thing? I mean, we both deal with the word, you know.
Yeah, we do. I'll be honest with you. I try to stay away from writing current events poems just simply because, you know, with my art, you know, I'm on stage. And so I try to make whatever I write as timeless as possible so that way I can perform it, you know, a year from now, 2 years from now, 10 years from now. Because what winds up happening a lot of times with, you know, and there's nothing wrong with this, classic poems are classic poems. But what winds up happening a lot of times is you get, you know, this poem, that poem from this poet, you know, from whoever the poet is, and it's got references that, you know, as sad as it is, you know, when the Haitian earthquake happened, I heard a billion, you know, Gay Lake Haiti poems, and, you know, unfortunately nobody's still doing those poems anymore, and it's no longer the hot topic to talk about. You know, it got wiped off the map by, you know, Japan and the meltdown out there.
So whenever I write
something, I always try to write it from a timeless standpoint, so that, you know, eventually it will stand the test of time. Like, that's, you know, honestly, like, if there's one goal that I ever have with, you know, with my art, with, you know, writing poems and performing and making CDs, is that, you know, I want to have that catalog that, you know, Stevie Wonder has or Quincy Jones or that stuff is timeless, and you can pull it out at any point.
Yeah. Exactly.
And it can reach all different types of generations as well.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, different people like it. You know, you got people from the 80s, 90s, even 2000 who knows who is Quincy Jones and who is Stevie Wonder.
My goddaughter is 13 years old. And so, you know, we was hanging out one day and, you know, with some family friends, and, you know, we put on Pandora and the Michael Jackson station. And she knew every Michael Jackson song that came on. And it's like, those songs are classic. If that song, and it's not just because, I mean, those songs, is of course, is Michael, but at the same time, those songs are classic. Rock With You is always Rock With You. It means the same thing in 2012 that it did in 79. You know, so, you know, like, that's what my goal is. That's what my goal is when it comes to writing and performing, especially creating albums.
You're absolutely correct.
Okay, so I'm just waiting for everything to be processed, and then we'll go into the set. So don't worry, I got you. Just
technology.
Good.
Technology.
It beats me in my butt sometimes, but I wouldn't change not doing Phone Fantasy Radio. But once again, we do appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to come through let us shine our bright light on you.
I appreciate you guys for having me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just say technology will always kick you in the butt when you least expect it.
Yeah.
So, can we get into your personal life as well? Or is that off limits?
I started it off with a personal story that had never been shared. Ain't nothing off limits. I'm good.
Okay, just checking, just making sure. Okay, Marva's talking to you in the chat room, Black Reporter. She said, Black Reporter, you know I love some Bobby, but what about the Royal Rolls Royce and car wash? There we go.
We could do that also.
She gonna send you some requests, I think.
Okay.
She's gonna send you some requests, Black Reporter. And huh?
I appreciate it, and tell her Rolls Royce should not be a problem.
Oh, I know what happened.
What? Don't tell me it was an operator error.
Yeah, it was an operator error. Technology, it does it to you. Now I know why it wasn't playing, so y'all gotta excuse me. It's been a long day. It's been a very long and trying day, it looks like. All right. So, let me just add my little my settings back. I see what happened now. Now I know why I wasn't playing. It would take me. Okay, let's see if this will work now.
This is epic. You are witnessing the birth of the juggernaut. This is what you purchased. I hope you enjoy it. Let's get them, let's go.
My mother named me John Gibson, but I had to be switched at birth, because my last name is Marco, my first name is Cain. I am the juggernaut. I am more than a man. I'm an unstoppable force that tears through the sources with no remorse, that annihilates microphones with no recourse. I am bigger than dope. I am 255 pounds of mutated isotope. Most don't want to be around when I get down, because when I get down, it goes down. And when it goes down, it ain't a showdown. It's more like African child soldiers coming through your town. This Ugandan giant ain't looking for a belt. I want the crown. And as far as this prose goes, I'm a problem. A lyrical monster. A rhyming chupacabra. I pontificate soliloquies like I teach spoken word at Harvard. I make weak poets walk the plank on the starboard side of the no-joke boat. Consciously, I'm presidential when I fall. Call me Gil Scott Obama. Imagine the audacity in my quotes. Someone told me that my words inspire. So if my laptop levitates, I guess it's proof that hope floats.
I can shove punchlines down your throats. Feed you witty one-liners until you bloat. But I accept the challenge to be great. So I take the time to add substance to my dope quotes. And if you don't believe me, then you need to read me. And that way you can see me be D-double-E-P and experience the depth of my rhyming spree. I may slide you something I gleaned from BBC to fully digest the nuggets I'm feeding you. You may need to open up an encyclopedia. Then you can understand why my words are flyer than Expedia. I write it, then I speak it. So I'm giving it to you multimedia. So standing in my path is like asking your family to grieve for you. Up against me, you ain't gonna make it. I can't stop, that's why I don't stop. And I won't stop, because I'm still climbing that mountain and I'm still looking up at the top. I want to be the best, and when I get there, I will emblazon a tsunami on my chest, which means that except for God, I'm better than all the rest. So every time I come in first place, I can take off my shirt, look in the mirror, and remember why I ran the race. For me, there's more to the story than glory. I have to pay homage to those that came before me, and I don't care if the mainstream ignores me. I may never marry an R&B singer, I may never sell a million, but as long as my voice can still make people get that feeling, then I'll be somewhere near a microphone illin'. And as long as this life can inspire me to write something hot, I will forever and always be JG, the Juggernaut.
Get a nigga. Play your nigga. Under, pay your nigga. You do what I say, nigga. You better hit that ball today, nigga. Make it go far, make it go far, make it go far, make it go far away, nigga. But when the camera's on, you better watch what you say, nigga. You better be kind and courteous and go out of your way, nigga. We make a mint off your style, nigga. We make a mint off your style, nigga. But you scare off the big money. So make sure that your hip-hop don't come around, nigga. Give us that jigaboo smile, nigga. Don't you frown, nigga. You test me, boy. And I'll release the media hounds, nigga. You see, I run this league and I have no conscience. You ain't gotta believe me. Just ask Jack Johnson. I'll submarine your career with bombs, nigga. Exhibit B, that Barry Bonds, nigga. I was fucked up in the 60s, so y'all still think of him as the G-O-A-T. But I sure as hell took three of the best years away from Muhammad Ali. And you niggas is dying to work for me. I got so many dogs ready to get out of the kennel that you can be innocent and I still get you. Just ask Butch Reynolds. Run, nigga, run. You sprint towards your future fast, nigga, but I'm still in control. See, you can't? I'll run your past, nigga. Adidas, Nike, Reebok, you sign that contract fast, nigga. Now bend over so I can brand my logo on your ass, nigga. Adidas, Nike, Reebok, you sign that contract fast, nigga. Now bend over so I can brand my logo on your ass, nigga. Run, nigga. You jump, nigga. Don't fake the funk on a 360 dunk, nigga. Beat your chest, talk junk, nigga. Show the world that you ain't no punk, nigga. But when it comes to me, you a bitch, nigga. No! You a bitch, nigga. In your community, you may be rich, nigga. But the pennies that I pay you, that ain't shit, nigga. Your salary. Your salary is how I trick, nigga. Run, nigga. Hit, nigga. Lift weights and eat. You get big, nigga. It ain't careful. I don't care how long you live, nigga. Ignore the pain, nigga. You play this game, nigga. Michael Jordan and Kunta Kinte is the same, nigga. Michael Jordan and Kunta Kinte is the same nigga. See, I can put you in a mansion, nigga. I can put you on posters. I can put you in a Ferrari, nigga. I can put you in roadsters. But you still one of them. Your profile just a little bigger. Remember, when I look at you, I'm still looking at a nigga. Thank you.
So
like, I wrote that. You know what I'm saying? That's my response to playing 5 years of college football. And listen with the green fucker saying, we still can't.
Okay. JG, you're going to have to break it down for us. I mean.
What's up?
What brought this along? What inspires your pen to write such a piece like that? Awesome piece, I must say. First of all, it's an awesome piece. And I will get the opinion of my board here very soon. But what encouraged your pen to jot that down?
I think, you know, I grew up an athlete. You know, I grew up playing. I played football all the way through college. I played Division I college football at Bowling Green State University. So for me, you know, I saw the other side of athletics. Like a lot of people see the adulation, they see the pageantry, they see the Saturday afternoons on TV, ABC. I saw the other side. I saw the, you know, yeah, there's 75,000 people in the stands, and they're all cheering now, but they don't want me to date their daughter. I saw, I lived through, you know, I had classmates who told me, you know, just because I can carry a football doesn't mean that I deserve to be in college. I don't deserve to be there. Tell me that to my face. So with that being said, you know, I understood that the world is not all rosy. And really what set it off was one morning I woke up and the Barry Bonds steroid story was all over the news. Like, you know, this is 2006. And I'm like, you know, it just annoyed me. It's like, you know, like we have so many other things in this country to worry about aside from a man who said, I want to erase Babe Ruth from the baseball record books. Like, is that what's important to us? You know, and so, you know, basically, like, you know, it just kind of, you know, my thing is that, you know, everybody likes to say, oh, well, you know, you make X amount of dollars. And I'm like, you know, regardless of how much money I make, I am a man first. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I was one that was like, you know, Ron Artest, when they had the whole fight at the Palace, I was one of them ones that said, he should not have gone into the stands. That was wrong. However, he's a man first before that. And the thing is that, you know, respect me as a man before you respect me as an athlete.
Exactly.
And so that was kind of my thing. Like, you know, I'm so tired of hearing, you know, oh, well, he's not that smart, or, you know, these type of, you know, academic staffs that, you know, are taken at athletes, African-American athletes, you know, when, you know, we're not the only ones that are broke a few years after we get done playing ball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just that, so those types of things bother me, and being an athlete and seeing, like, you know, I mentioned my uncle in there. Like, when I talk about Butch Reynolds, that's not, you know, me just reading the newspaper. That's my mother's brother, who was the world record holder in the 400-meter dash, who, you know, was falsely accused of using steroids back in 1991. So that hits home. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've seen it up close and watch what he went through, having to go through Supreme Court injunctions to be able to run in the 92 Olympic trials and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Like, that's not, you know, this isn't something that just, ooh, it just came to my mind. This is something that I've lived on both, you know, vicariously and through my own life.
Mm-hmm.
One guy.
Very, very nice. Brick, are you still with us, Brick?
I am. Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, because I was saying, I think she passed out. What do you think, Brick, about the pieces you heard tonight so far?
I just have to say, that first one, oh, my. First one, what was the name of that one? Was that the one, Run, Nigga, Run? Which one was that?
No, the first one was the Juggernaut, and then the next one was Run, Nigga, Run, the last one.
The first one really
was,
I don't know whether it was the vocal effect, it was a combination. It was the vocal effects, it was the lyrics, it was the delivery. I think I got kind of turned on. Excuse my, you know.
Oh, geez.
I got kind of excited. It was really like, it was something. It was
JG,
like,
you see
like
what you were doing to my lady?
It was,
well, then you love the next contest.
Do you love
it was like a build-up. It was like a conundrum. And it finally, at the end, when he said the juggernaut, I was like, oh, my God. It's like I just released. It was amazing. I loved it.
Was that your intended goal for the first one, JG?
I think honestly, my first one was really, I wanted to introduce people. That poem, that the production of it, the way that it was delivered with the voice, the voice was my idea. It was really just my way of introducing you to my brand of poetry, letting you know that this is not going to be, you know, a poetry album that, you know, you can't listen to in your car. You know, I mean, this is a poetry album that, you know, you're going to listen to like you listen to, you know, any other music, because that's the type of production I'm putting down and that's the type of lyricism I'm putting down. So, you know, honestly, it's really funny because I haven't listened to that poem in quite some time. And I picked up some lines. I was like, what was I thinking? I mean, like, it kind of made me feel good. So I'm like, dang, like, that was kind of a good one.
The words were excellent. I mean, the delivery was on point. I think you established exactly what you wanted to with that one, because it kind of like set the tone. Like you said, you wanted them to know that they're not listening to just anything. And it kind of like basically, from an artistic point of view, it kind of showed your arrival on the scene. It's like with the music and the sound effect, you don't know what's coming until it hits you. You know, and that's how that piece, you know, affected me. I mean, it was like a build-up until finally, bam, you know, you don't know what's on you until it's on you. I love that. I thought it was excellent.
So you've made it to the location we hear, JG.
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you know what? We'll put you on pause. We'll talk about. We'll play a couple more of your pieces, and then I'll check back with you. Okay.
Passing moments for freedom and loneliness, but it's only
loneliness
in our society.
Hello.
Uh huh.
Okay, I stepped outside. I mean, I stepped in through the show and stepped outside to the patio, but I had to go through the room to get to the patio.
Oh, okay. I was gonna let you just go ahead and get yourself settled in, and then we'll check back with you in a little bit, you know. We have Marva in the chat room as well. She said, you know, I love it because this here needs to be heard. It's the truth, it's life, it's real. Young man has a gift, and she's glad he is sharing that gift. She loves you to pieces. And she said, not to laugh, but she thinks that JG puts the thought of Martin Luther King a little bit. And Brick, you're crazy. Just wanted to share that with you.
You know what? Okay. We already know that, Marvin.
Brick, you're crazy.
That's all right.
Right. So what do you think, Lady C?
They were very interesting. The first one, the music, the sound, it was like it brought you in. It reminded me of something like a symphony building up. And
right.
The sounds like you're building up to this finale, and the words just floated in with the music and the background and stuff. Run, nigga, run. It was the tone and the way it said, like the things he put in there, it made you think about it, you know. Yeah, like he says, he's seen it from the other side. I've seen it as a mother from the other side. In high school, I wanted to be one of the first girl football players. And I had a friend that died on the field because the coach thought that he was playing. So, yeah, when you see it from the other side, it shows you it's not all beautiful and what you have to do to get there. And I've had friends that went to the pros and everything. So, yeah, it makes you think. You know, it really does make you think about it. You know, it's not as pretty as everybody want to say, but it they're good. They're very good.
Right. And Black Reporter, your final thoughts?
My thoughts, I mean, the boy has talent.
Mm-hmm.
With a capital.
The man,
C.
Right. The man, right.
The man has, I'm sorry, the man has talent.
Just because you old.
Run, nigga, run. Run, nigga, run. So more about college football and the way, and it reminded me that these young men who want to get a little stipend for the entertainment they give to all these millions of fans on weekend fall afternoons, and they are indentured servants. If you look at it, you know, they're indentured servants like any other indentured servants who play a game. You know, yeah, they've got older men who play this game for weekends. They get paid millions and millions of dollars, but they get to sign these contracts with these shoe manufacturers, and you saw him put them on those right then and there, Adidas, Reebok, Nike, and all of them. And they signed the shoe contracts with the schools and everything for millions and millions of dollars, and the coaches for millions and millions of dollars. And what do the kids get? A free pair of kicks.
Hmm.
That's all.
Right. Okay, so I agree with everybody's synopsis. I love the Juggernaut first poem, and I also love Run, Nigga, Run. And with his permission, I would like to add him to our live stream that goes on 24/7, and we play a little bit of everything, mainstream, indie, spoken word, hip-hop, R&B, classic soul, and stuff like that. So, you know, if you just want something to do during the day, you sure enough can do that. PhoneFantasyRadio.com is the website to go to. Also,
add me to everything.
Huh?
Add me to everything. Add me to whatever.
Add you to whatever.
Add me to whatever.
That can be arranged. That can be arranged.
Oh, very funny.
Yeah, I just walked into the venue. They actually signed me up for the slam, so I got a little bit longer before I get on stage so I can hang out with you guys for a little longer.
Okay.
On that note,
what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into the next couple of pieces, and these are my favorites from both of the albums. So.
Uh-oh.
And why is uh-oh?
I mean, it's always interesting to see which poems are the people's favorites. Like, you know, I mean,
well,
you
already
know
what's my favorite. I done told you when I first started talking to you what my favorite was.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, I mean, it's always interesting because, you know, you said a couple of my favorites. Like, you know, I know one to expect. I don't know what the other one is.
Oh.
All right. So,
well,
you know.
Those are the ones I actually purchased before I was actually given the album, but that's neither here nor there. I'm not going to fit up there.
Sound like something personal.
And, huh?
Sound like something personal.
This is another side, I should say, of Mr. JG. So without further ado, here's what I like.
Get a nigga. Play your nigga.
Wait, Right, and that one would not play.
I know y'all don't mind when I get a little juggernauty. You know what? This might even be nasty, but this is just kind of the way I'm feeling. Nighttime maneuvers. I got her in the sweetest torture rack. Call me the freaky Lex Luger. And tonight, I'm on an in-her mission. There'll be no intermissions. Just a few deep breaths as we change positions. I sex her like a concert. She hits the high notes and I get to listen. I pay attention. And when I find that spot, I become the key to her orgasmic ignition. I pretzel her. She's a contortionist that can turn sex into an art exhibition while trying to suck me into submission. Baby girl, don't play. I stretch her, flex her, sex her like a pornographic Cirque du Soleil.
Now she know I like that nasty shit. I call her Kentucky Derby because of the way she rides dick. She loves the nighttime maneuvers. Begs me to play rough. Her badge of honor are her bruises. She's enthused with my masculinity and the way it causes her womanly oozes. She meets me in nondescript places so we can exchange fuck faces. And if the cops found out what we do, we'd both catch cases. She don't need special places. She ain't about embraces. She's about leather and laces, high heels, harnesses, and braces. A good orgasm and the stress it erases. She earthquake shakes, splinters bedposts and shatters faces. She calls me a black motherfucker and she ain't a racist. I can't get complacent. She makes sure I stay up on it. She put baby oil on the shower curtain, lay it on the bed. Then we slip and slide through this night ride. Leave hickeys on her right thigh that bring tears of ecstasy to her right eye. Off the white Merlot potions, she will turn the bed sheets into oceans. Dividing her thighs gives me this quotient. The emotion of our motion creates commotion. I give her orgasm spasms, the most beautifulest convulsions. Our intense compulsion leaves us in a state of emotion. See, we're mixed together, but not quite. And we'll be at this all night. The way that I do her, the way that I do her must move her. But I guess that's what this all about, right? Nighttime maneuvers.
My goal is to seduce your soul. I want to liquefy you with my words. I want to pour you like grits. I want to lick you from the bowl.
Wow.
And just to make sure I don't miss it, I'm going to take my time, and I'm going to sop you up with the biscuit. Now, I know I can't make cakes like yours with Bisquick, so I'm going to go slow. I'm going to stir you up with this dick. Yes, I had an article of clothes thrown at me. So I'm going to go slow, and I'm going to stir you up with this dick. This is over easy. This is easy like Sunday morning.
Woo!
I'ma serve you a warm plate of orgasms while your breath still stinks and you're still yawning.
Whoa!
Breakfast in bed. I don't need a frying pan for this. The sun is beaming, a hot buttered solstice. I intoxicate you like mimosas. I rise with the speed of Pop-Tarts. I covered your breast like each nipple was covered in jam. The red light just came on. You Krispy Kreme. Therefore, I am. See, I don't climb on top of you. When I enter your space, I cinnamon roll. And then I place my chocolate crepe into a place the size of a donut hole. You see those other guys? Because I know I wasn't first. Those other guys. I'm just saying, I'm an adult. I'm just keeping it real. If I get somebody tell me that this is their first time now, it's a problem. See, those other guys have been Egg McMuffins. They're empty calories, baby girl, they're nothing. My meals are whole. I scatter, I cover, I smother all of your sensitive body parts. There's so many endorphins in your blood, it's like Starbucks for your heart. I'm sweeter than any cereal made by Post. A syrupy French kiss, that's flavored like French toast. Now crack your legs like eggs.
Damn!
A syrupy French kiss, that's flavored like French toast. Now crack your legs like eggs. That's a simile. Lie on your stomach and put your hips sunny side up. Now enjoy. As I scramble your brains and I pancake my hips into your butt. Excuse me for being rough, but all omelets need to be beat. And besides,
you nasty. You're nasty.
Actually, my mother refers to me as a nasty motherfucker. Thank you. Hi, Mom. But all omelets need to be beat. And besides, when I subside, You'll be so happy that you're dripping cream of wheat. See, I'm all-star special. So when I hit that grand slam, there ain't no need for you to say thanks, man. My apologies to you for interrupting your snoring, but this is the only way that I know how to say good morning and good night. Thank you.
You know, when I hear that, that's the live version, but there's actually another version that we play on the show regularly. That piece right there was called Good Morning, and the one I played before that was Nighttime Maneuvers by our Fantasy Limelight spoken word artist, J.G. the Juggernaut. Are you still with us, J.G.?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. So, you know, I... Excuse me. I like those two pieces, and I don't remember. I think you was on another show, and I actually heard Good Morning, but I heard the other version with the with the sample at the in the background.
Right.
And I went looking for you. I Googled you. I looked for you. I had you on Facebook. I had you on Reverb Nation. I went looking for you. and then I heard Nighttime Maneuvers right after that. And I'm like, those two are my pieces. And I know everybody's like, well, figure, because I am the Crush Hearts. But whatever. F all y'all. Anyway, I'm going to start with Black Reporter. I'm going to ask Black Reporter, what did you think about those two pieces?
I'm hungry.
I am so silly.
I mean, I want breakfast here and now, and just the way he made it. You know, I'm blown. I'm blown out of my mind. And you got talent, brother. You got talent.
Thank you.
More power to you. Power to you.
The
other piece was just as excellent. It made you feel like you were right there. You know, you were right there.
Watching? You're a voyeur.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry.
You're a voyeur.
So?
Be the sweat, Black Reporter. Be the sweat. Lady C. All I gotta say to him is bees of sweat. Bees of sweat, Black Reporter.
Would you occasionally like to be the fly on the wall?
Well, I am. You know, I'm a swinger, but that's another story. So, you know, I really am. But JG, I gotta ask, what caused you to write these? You know, was it, you know, were you in love? Well, do you have a girlfriend?
Nah, I don't have a girlfriend.
Do you have a playmate?
I didn't go to that.
You know,
okay.
You know, I'm gonna be straight up with you. You know, I had a girlfriend when I first started traveling, and you know, my travel schedule got ridiculous, and you know, it pretty much came down to a her or the dream type of situation, and you know, I chose the dream, and because I felt like somebody that really gave a damn about me wouldn't ask me to choose between the two. So, you know, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, I would say, it's really funny because Good Morning actually sat in my it sat in my laptop for about a year. Like, I just thought it was a regular sex poem. Like, I never, you know, I didn't perform it. Like, I don't really do a whole lot of erotic work. Like, you know, whenever I sit down and write an erotic poem, like, I very vividly remember writing that poem. And you know, Good Morning was really just, it was a, the first line was my goal is to seduce your soul. I want to liquefy you with my words, pour you like grits and lick you from the bowl. That was the first thing that I put on the pad, and it sat for a couple of weeks before I was actually able to add extra stuff to it. But, you know, basically...
Shut up, Black Reporter. Let me finish.
Well, I was going to ask, aren't you from Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. What does an Ohio person know about grits?
Now keep in mind,
I was born. I was born in Ohio.
But both sets of my grandparents are from the South. Like I'm second generation Northerner. Like my parents were both born in the North, but their parents were born. You know, my mother's family, both her mother and father are from Alabama, Selma, Alabama, and Birmingham. So,
okay. Yeah,
whenever I write erotic stuff, I always just try to make it erotic and tasteful and not vulgar.
Yeah.
Those are the things I try to do. Try to leave some stuff to the imagination, you know. And if I'm able to do that and it's able to move people, then cool. I just don't want to be vulgar. Like, I like to play around with it, leave something to your imagination. And so, you know, that's kind of the way it is. That's the way I do things. So with Nighttime Maneuvers actually started off as a poem. It was actually a track with me and my homeboy. Like, he's a rapper. He's like, yo, I got this sex track I want you to jump on and holler at your chicks, and I'm going to holler at my chicks. And I'm like, all right, cool. And so by the time I got done writing, he was like, just take it. just take it.
I know those feelings. Just him.
You know.
So,
I have one more question.
Uh-huh.
Does your own stuff turn you on?
Nah, actually it doesn't. Honestly, I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, I always find it hilarious when it really gets to women, because it's like it's not like I sit down and say, ooh, I know somebody gonna find this sexy, so let me go ahead and finish this poem up, and I know somebody gonna. I don't write like that. Like, that doesn't cross my mind at all. Like, I don't know that I could actually listen to myself while having sex. Like, I don't think that I could do that. Like, that would be weird to me, I think. But, you know what I'm saying? I mean, as I can, like, but right now, I mean, between the poems I have on the two different albums, and then the ones that I recorded for this next album, I probably have a good sex EP, you know what I'm saying? A good EP. So, you know, maybe I might have to try that one day.
Right. I've been telling you to get Juggernautical for the longest.
Yeah.
Juggernauty, excuse me, not Juggernauty, cool, because you have your own lingo.
Oh, yeah.
So, JG, you got me lost in thought right now. And I know that it doesn't turn you on, sheesh, but from what you're describing to me, you're a tease. Are you really a tease?
Nah, definitely not. I truly believe that sex should be fun. Like, if you're having sex with somebody that you can't laugh with, then you're fucking the wrong person. That's just my personal opinion. You know, so you know,
you
my thing is that I literally, you know, my thing is, like, you know, whenever I'm having sex with anybody, you know, it's going to be a fun occasion. Like, you know what I'm saying, there may be an inside joke thrown in there that, you know what I'm saying, we're going to have to live through, what have you. So, you know, for me, you know, that's, you know, it's like, yeah, I mean, it's cool to get your nut in. Everybody likes that. That's cool. But at the end of the day, it's kind of like, you know, I want to have some fun. I can't speak for everybody. I can speak for myself when I say, you know, I want to have some fun while having sex.
Okay, so I'm going to ask the ladies about these two poems that they just heard.
Uh-oh.
we're going to start. We got 434-378. You've been unmuted. I don't know who you are. I just wanted to let you know you had your hand up. I want to get to you. You've been unmuted for a minute. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Lloyd. I'm calling from Virginia.
Hi, Lloyd from Virginia. How are you?
Hi, Lloyd.
Oh, good grief, lady.
Grief lady. Oh, ladies always gotta. Yeah, there you go, right? Okay, Lloyd. Welcome to the Fantasy Limelight. Tonight we are spotlighting JG the Juggernaut. Do you know of him?
Nah, never heard of him.
Oh, well, did you listen to the tracks I just played?
Yes, I listened to
them. Did you like them?
Yeah, of course.
just trying to start a conversation here.
Yeah, he put some ideas, that's all. But it was nice.
Some ideas.
Ooh, there you go.
Look, some ideas. What? What ideas did... JG, you're inspirational. What ideas did you just get?
I read a nice thing.
Oh, okay. He rather not say, okay, all right. So I'm not going to beat it out of you.
I'm paying to my whole heart.
I'm not going to beat it out of you. All right, so I'm going to ask Lady C, what did you think about the two pieces we just played?
They were very moving. They made you think.
Y'all are
made
so
you
silly.
They made you think. Say, like, wait a minute, let me just let him hear this. You want somebody to be here? Listen. Try that.
No, this is just the way you said they were very moving. That made me laugh.
They were very moving. They were good. I enjoyed
they
them.
They were good.
I like Nice Blues. We heard that. Was that the one you played before?
Exactly. I played those two. Actually, I played both of them. The other version, I mean, that the Good Morning was the live version that he did. But he also has another version with the
I thought it was
sample
the same
on it.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the same.
But I remember Night Maneuvers for sure, and that one I really like. The Night Maneuvers. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, he got one for the nighttime, he got one for the morning.
Yeah, you know, put you to sleep and wake you up.
I know that's right. JG, what do you prefer, night sex or morning sex? Okay, he's probably getting ready for his performance right now. Brick, what do you think about the...
I found both pieces to be quite moving, and I especially like the one in which he says he still, you know, smashes it even though she has morning breath like hot garbage.
Yes.
Very impressive.
Very impressive.
Yes, because morning breath is a biatch, boy, and he said still, even though her mouth is, she's got a yuck mouth, he still turned on. I think that was just wow. And I think he's lying when he says he doesn't have a girl. I just want to throw that in there. Because
he's lying?
You cannot possibly write lyrics like that and
he
not have a girl.
Now he doesn't have.
Okay,
one.
So
not
the girl
never
made him choose
right
between
now.
The lyrics and you know the coup, basically.
She gave him the ultimatum, basically.
Well, she
and
gave him the ultimatum of the lyrics of the cooch. This
right.
is what
yeah.
you know, women do. You know, we're thinking our stuff is that ill. But you know, I guess she's you know who's laughing now. But if he doesn't have a girl, I'd like to volunteer. To be his official
she
groupie.
Yeah.
I want to be his groupie.
He just
no, seriously. I'm
all right, we got another caller. We got another caller. 631. Right, I'm cutting you off. I'll give you the alarm. Right, give you the alarm right now. We got another caller. 631-630. You online? What's your name? Where you
Hi.
From?
This is Marva from Long Island.
Hi,
Marva.
Looky here, looky here. Hello, Marva. Let me guess.
You're
going to
stop over there.
What we do, Marva? What we do?
You know, I want to give a shout out to my friend. He was just talking to him, Mr. Lloyd from Virginia. That's my little homie.
Oh.
I'm going to start calling you Miss Facebook.
Hey,
Everybody call up the conference. And you notice every time a new dude call him a good
yeah.
boy, Marvin Noam, this is cool. I'm being Lady Seagull. Ooh. Marvin
yeah.
calls in our territory. Yeah, I just want to come in and say what's up to my friend. I'm like, okay.
Back off.
Exactly.
Y'all,
I do.
All right.
I'm done.
So, okay,
lady.
Marva, Miss Sicky, are you feeling better?
I feel a little bit better, yeah.
Okay,
you know, I'm still stuffed up. Hi, Russ. Hi, baby.
What's up?
You know, you know you're going to be in here in a minute.
Yeah, exactly. She's already staking her claim for one that ain't even here yet.
She was, golly.
That's telling
crazy.
Us in the nicest way, Lady C. Fall back.
Yeah.
When I get off this phone, still fall back. That's what she's telling
yo, that's
okay.
so crazy. But
okay.
I must say, with that young man, I really am digging him. You know, I like
oh, yeah.
that stuff. And when I first
isn't
heard it,
he
I was
great?
Like, shower curtains. Yeah, I like him a lot.
And with the
you know?
Breath and everything. Wow.
See, that's the part that killed me. I was like, huh? What the what? And I thought about
exactly.
it. A lot of men like that morning sex.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, we love morning sex.
I agree on
oh,
that.
You
know,
a lot
Lloyd,
of men love
Lloyd?
That.
Lloyd, don't you? You like morning sex?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
forget
so
it. I'm a bot.
Nothing like.
Not true, Black Brother. What is that?
What's, oh, what's better, makeup sex or morning sex?
Oh, it
makes you wonder.
Listen, we all got to be quiet because Lloyd is being shy right now. What did you just say, Lloyd?
I said there's nothing like morning sex.
Okay.
All
right,
there you go.
Okay.
But which one is better, what do
you
think?
Which one is better?
Do you think which one is better, makeup sex or morning sex?
Ooh.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah? Okay.
Makeup.
What's that?
I said makeup.
You said makeup?
Because you're still a little bit angry. You get to pound it out a little bit.
Yeah.
You're still a little
okay.
bit angry. You can get the pound of frustration out just a little bit. Then you let it go.
You know, I think it'll be makeup sex only for the simple fact that I can talk shit.
Mm-hmm.
The dirty talk is a little different. In the morning, I'm not really I'm not focused.
In the morning, you don't want to open your mouth.
I'm not.
You know.
I'm not. Yeah. Yeah. You know. Like. Oh no. But okay. Wait. Hold on. Oh no. You know. But that makeup sex. Like, nine times I could talk as much shit.
Yeah.
Talking shit.
I,
like you
I,
just found a kid the other day. Now look
right.
Great.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell first, him right.
I was going to ask a question. What happens that makeup sex makeup sex is more than sex?
Wait, what?
Wow. Okay. Double the pleasure.
What happens is that makeup sex is not more. Right.
What does that mean? Makeup sex is more than sex. What does that mean?
That means
before you go to bed.
I'm laughing like you shouldn't have. And I'm trying to make up for it. I give you the best I can give you.
Oh, please.
He is trying to get me the baker now.
The best that I got.
No,
crazy.
That's wrong, bro. That's wrong.
Okay, JG,
wrong.
Are you back with us, JG? Okay, I got to keep checking because JG is going to be performing.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear that.
I'm not performing the actual the slam just began. They stuck me in the slam. Slam just began. The first poet's on the mic, so I'm standing on the outside of the venue. Standing outside the venue watching the show, so that
uh-huh.
I know when I'm going up. The first poet in the slam's on stage right now. So you know, I'm about to try to pull a duo. I'm gonna try to win the slam and give a good interview.
Tonight is your night, baby love. We got you covered. We definitely got you covered. This will be definitely going to archives. And folks, if you missed tonight's show, well, duh, you're not listening right now. But I'll tell you, it's going to be rebroadcast on Saturday at noon. All the
shows go back-to-back on Saturday from noon until 6 p.m. So, you know, we go into overtime. Don't worry, I got you, JG. We got overtime on this show, hopefully.
Oh, we're good. We're good.
Hopefully. I said hopefully because you know BTW. I said when you actually want overtime. Right, we haven't done overtime in a very long time. You're right. So everybody that just tuned into the show, we forgot to do the top of the hour. You're listening to a special edition of the Dope Zone called Fantasy Limelight, and right now the spotlight is on JG the Juggernaut, who is actually at a venue in Ohio who's trying to perform live at a spoken word event. And online we have Black Reporter.
Yeah,
we have Lady C.
Hey.
We got Lady C. We got a newbie, Lloyd, from Virginia. Welcome, Lloyd. We got our faithful friend, Marva, who has decided to join the team. And we also got the one and only Brizik. And right now I'm going to bring in John. Hi, John.
Oh, hey, what's up?
All right, here we go.
Hi, John.
Hey, tell the brother from Columbus, man, he's awesome.
You're awesome. Oh, sorry,
sleep better than that. Trust me, when my girlfriend comes over, that's got some good lyrics to it. I don't give a shit a thing. I'll put it this way. I don't care if it's morning or afternoon, just as long as she can bend over and listen to the music.
Okay. All right, John. Okay, so, John is in Columbus. JG is in Columbus. You need to purchase his album. On that note, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go find all his links so I can tell y'all where y'all can.
If you like his music, why don't you look him up? Maybe you found your dream man, honey.
Maybe I found my dream man.
Oh,
yeah, I was thinking that.
Maybe. Maybe I need to take a trip to Columbus, Ohio, right?
Uh-oh, that's
yeah, look him up, man.
You ready for me, JG?
That's the land of Smuckers. They make Smuckers jelly and stuff out there.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Smear it all over your breast.
Oh, that is all. I'll talk to you later.
Oh, my dear.
Don't forget the grits, baby.
All right. On that note, we're waiting for JG to come back to us and let us know what time he's performing. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to share some more pieces, I mute myself. I'm going to share some more pieces with y'all. What we got here? All right, let's hear what his mama called him. And we'll come back and we'll talk about it. So here goes some more pieces. This is Mama Called Me, and I'm going to get all his information so I can let y'all know where to find him at.
This goes out to the mamas, the big mamas, the baby mamas, the mamas that's doing it by themselves and the mamas that got help, the ones determined to raise good children. This is for you. I'll tell y'all a story about my mama. She was a bad. I can't say that, though. Come on. See, my mama called me a motherfucker. And it wasn't a one-time thing. It was an ordinary thing. But don't feel bad for me, because it didn't kill my self-esteem. See, my mom's a different type of person. Her parental style was a little wild. But she did a damn good job getting me to man from child. But really, ladies, think about this. What would you do if you was 5'9", 122, and you had two boys, and at both their births you already knew that it wouldn't be long till these little niggas would be bigger than you? You'd probably call them little motherfuckers too. People used to ask, how you discipline him? She take that with a laugh. Then she say, quite frankly, ma'am, I kick his motherfucking ass. She wasn't lying either. Sheila D didn't play. She threw body blows like Mike Tyson and flurries like Sugar Ray. It wasn't no go get a switch. She threw balled up fists. And she had accuracy too, cause see, she scared the hell out of me. I couldn't duck, which means she didn't miss. See, my mom's was creative. She used adjectives. She couldn't just call me a motherfucker and leave it as it is. If I got what I wanted, I was a spoiled motherfucker. And if I acted up, I was a bad motherfucker. And if I talked back,
back. I was a black motherfucker. And if she got mad at Jack, he became that motherfucker. There were all kinds of motherfuckers. The only one I wasn't was the monkey motherfucker. And the only reason I wasn't was because that was my younger brother. Now by high school, it was motherfucker this and motherfucker that. And then she sat me down one day and said, you know what? I call you a motherfucker because you black and intelligent. And when you leave my house, people may not like that so much. So I call you a motherfucker to make sure that you tough. There was a method to a madness. It took me a while, but now I see. My mom called me a motherfucker because she saw something special in me. She knew I was different and people would hate. And when people get jealous, what's the first thing they say? I hate that motherfucker. I take that with a smile. See, I heard worse than that when I was a motherfucking child. And when light-skinned dudes first went out of style, I started hearing that phrase I hadn't heard in a while. You black motherfucker. It ain't fazed me. My mom's been calling me that for years, so if you think you hurt my feelings, dog, you must be crazy. See, my mom knew this world wasn't gonna be easy. She wanted her baby prepared. So she called me those things because she motherfucking cared. She is my shining example, and I'll place no woman above her. I love my mama. That's my motherfucker, Sheila Denise. And see, I'm using your real name right now because you ain't close enough to throw a shoe at me. I think I can speak for me and JJ both when I tell you you did a good job. And we thank you. We love you.
But this is the best way that I know how to say it. Good morning.
You know how it is. Sometimes you wake up in the morning,
easy like
just to get you.
Hello.
I got so many windows open right now. I don't know what's coming from what. JG, are you still with me, baby?
Yeah, I'm still with you. What's up?
Okay. I asked you a question, but I guess you had the phone down. We was asking, what's your favorite sex? Nighttime sex, makeup sex, or morning?
I can't pick all three.
No.
I can only perform one at a time.
I'm
going to tell you like this. This is the honest and the truth. See, like, women, mm-hmm. you guys are allowed to have favorite sex. Men, it's whenever we can get it. That's our favorite
That's
sex.
Because you're in Ohio.
Nah, if I had to say my favorite sex would probably be, it would be morning sex. Like, honestly, there's nothing better than, you know what I'm saying, honestly, like, there's nothing better. And I'm going to just paint a real quick picture. You go out Saturday nights, you have a good time with your lady, you know what I'm saying, y'all drink, y'all party, y'all dance, y'all have a good time, y'all tired, and then you wake up in the morning and, you know what I'm saying, you getting it on before you even get your eyes open. Like, that's, I mean, can it be, is it possible to be better than that? I don't think it's better than that. It can be better than that.
Oh, yeah.
I absolutely agree.
I don't know.
You know. I mean, nothing
she
cures
said,
a hangover better than an orgasm.
She says that Bobby, she hit that Bobby Womack in there. She says she liked your poem. It's called Tough Love. And she said, get him across. You better snatch him up. I'm behaving, Lamarva. What are you talking about? He's in Ohio. How can we find you, baby?
Right now, the best place to find me would be on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You can go facebook.com/juggernautical. That's JUGGANAUTICAL. On
mm-hmm.
Twitter, you can find me. You can go #BlameJG and then blame me for something. So #BlameJG. And then, you know, you can blame me for it, for, you know, you're having a good time on the show or whatever. Go #BlameJG. And what I do is I search that probably every day, every other day, if not. And after doing so, I'll hit you up. We hit back. I follow you. You follow me. Or you can just do it the hard way and go to, you know, Juggernautical on Twitter. It's the same thing, JUGGANAUTICAL. And that will get you to me on Twitter, @Juggernautical, facebook.com/Juggernautical. And ReverbNation.com/Juggernautical.
J juggernautical. What does that mean? Because I've been promoting it, and I know people are like, what, what? So just give a brief, you know, what does juggernautical mean?
I mean, basically, juggernautical is that it's a relentless way of doing things. Like, you know, to be the, you know, the word juggernaut means unstoppable force.
That's right.
And so if you are juggernautical, that means you are relentless in what it is that you do. So, you know, when I started sitting, I was, you know, like really, I didn't have a stage name before I released an album. Like, I was just JG. And the whole JG the Juggernaut thing came because I wrote a poem called The Juggernaut. Actually, not the one that you played on the radio tonight. The one that's on the live album is a different Juggernaut. And so what happened was I'd written that poem and I moved to Atlanta in 06. And when I was living in Atlanta, the first poem they really heard me spit was The Juggernaut. So they were looking at me like, oh, JG, the Juggernaut. The last line is, that's the reason why JG is the Juggernaut. So they would see me and they would always call me the Juggernaut. And it kind of stuck through the 2 years I lived in Atlanta. And when it came time for me to pick a stage name, when I released an album, it was like, you know, JG the Juggernaut, it was just easy.
So, blame JG. I got to go search that. What have you been blaming you for?
Everything.
Everything?
It started. Blame JG started about a month and a half ago. I was at a show, and I did an erotic poem to close out my set. And after that, it turned into like erotic poetry night. And so my homeboys were just looking at me like, this is your fault. Every time there was like a vulgar poem on stage, they looked at me like, this is your fault. And all of a sudden, Blame JG became the Twitter tag. And I recognize the juggernautical is hard to spell. So what I did was, I just, so when I get on stage now, if you're trying to find me on Twitter, you can go Blame JG. Actually, I have a fan page on Facebook that is facebook.com/BlameJG. So you can find me by searching Blame JG, and that's just, you know, B-L-A-M-E, the letter J, the letter G. You know what I mean? And you can do it that way. And that's, you know, you can catch me that way too. So, I mean, I'm not, you know, basically that's what Blame JG was. I turned a regular poetry night into an erotic sex night by accident.
By accident.
By
I like
accident.
Those accidents.
I really didn't do it on purpose.
I like those accidents.
Yeah, I really did.
There
really
are such things as good accidents. So, are you going to give us a heads up on what you're going to perform tonight?
Yeah, you know what? I have no clue what I'm performing tonight. Like, normally when I do slams, I try to listen to the other poets, but so I can talk to you guys, I've stepped out the room so I can see the poets, but I can't hear what they're doing. I can't hear how the audience is responding. I can't hear anything. So I'm really going in here. I get the feeling I'm going to do something off my new album. I just haven't decided whether it's going to be a poem I have called Marital Issues, or if I'm going to do this poem called I have a poem called Marital Issues, and I have another poem called it's going to be something off the new album. I haven't just quite decided exactly what it's going to be yet, but it'll probably be, I'm thinking it's going to be Marital Issues just because, you know, it's easy for me to get in. This slam, this is not like a national poetry slam qualifier or anything like this. This is just a slam at my local at the local venue to say what's up to the people. So, you know what I'm saying, I'm just having some fun. And this was the only stage they got me because I got here too late for the open mic. So they're like, yo, we can get you on like that. And so that way you guys can get the live experience. And, you know, I'm going to have my homeboy hold the cell phone so that you guys will be able to hear. You should be able to hear.
Okay, because we're at the half an hour mark, and I don't want to, you know, if it gets too late.
Oh, no, you're not. Well, you're not going to miss it because this is what's going on. There's a poet on stage now. He's got about a minute and a half left. The fifth poet is on stage. He's got a three-minute poem that he's going to spit. After that, you're looking at the sixth poem. So I'm the sixth person in the first round, so if nothing else, you guys will get the first round poem. And then depending on how high I score, you may get the second round also.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So you may,
nice. Exclusive.
You know, basically, so yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I may even try to go with Freedom Song. Fly with Prisons. You know what I'm saying? I got a few poems that I've been, like, working on recently just because, you know, I'm working on this next album. The next album, my third album, is going to be out at the end of May. And it's like, I'm going to have to start touring with these poems. So it's like, you know what I'm saying, I need to have these poems in my head.
Right.
So,
Where can we purchase your albums?
On Amazon and iTunes. Both of my albums are available on Amazon and iTunes. And they'll be available on my Bandcamp page soon. But Amazon and iTunes right now, you can definitely, you know, go in and cop both albums and support your boy. I mean, honestly, like, this is all I do. This is what I do for a living. Like, I do this for to pay the bills, not for the thrills. So, you know, anything, you know, if you purchase a track, if you purchase a whole album, you know, either way, whatever it is you purchase, you helping me out. It's coming straight to my light bill. Trust me.
That's what's up. We know about them light bills.
Whew. Right.
Any plans to come to New York City anytime soon, what are your plans for New York?
It's really funny. Jamal St. John just reached out to me yesterday. And me and Jamal, you know, we met 2 years ago in Minnesota, and we've become cool over Facebook, but he's performing in Youngstown soon. So I'm going to go up to Youngstown, Ohio, and see him. It's about 3 hours from home, but that's nothing in poet time. So I'm going to go holler at the homie. And then I'm going to try to book some New York, New Jersey metropolitan area shows. Because I was there in 2010, but, you know, that was my first ever trip to New York. So I was wide-eyed and bushy-tailed. And, you know what I'm saying, I jumped into a couple of slams. I was at New Yo. I went to a Bar 13. And so, you know, I did my thing, you know, in New York. But it's time for me to get back and really, really, you know what I'm saying, kind of, really introduce myself to New York again, because it's been a year and a half. I was there October 2010.
Yeah.
So, you know, New York this year New York is going to be on the travel list. Listen, what I'm going to do is, if you guys could leave my mic on, I'm going to mute my phone and you'll just hear me spitting. Is that cool?
That's cool.
All right, I'm probably about 3 minutes away from being on stage, so when the phone unmutes, you enough.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, real quick, folks, y'all listen to the Fantasy Limelight. Right now, we get the spotlight is on JG the Juggernaut. I had to mute him real quick. He is going to perform live at a slam in his local area. Slam Poetry Slam. And he's going up. So right now, you will listen to some random person, and soon it will be him. Okay, and you can catch him on Amazon. I'll have his album links up on our website, phonefantasyradio.com. You can also go to talent.phonefantasyradio.com, and you can read up his bio and, you know, find all his links and stuff like that. So I got y'all. Definitely covered. He has two albums on Amazon. JG, the letter J, the letter G. The Juggernaut, JUGGANAUT. It's Juggernautical, The Experience, and The Juggernaut's Thoughts, Volume 1, Explicit, both for $8.99. Or you can buy an individual track for 99 cents. So please support our indie talent. We had a good show with him. He's very down to earth, very talented individual, and, you know, show your friends that you got class. Show your friends that you got class. What happened, Black Aborto? What's going on?
I had to handle something real quick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not even worried about you.
Huh?
Well, after you say that, I'm not even stunting that.
You're not even stunting that? What? Oh, that's what you're talking about. Hey, you heard him, Frank? Yeah, you ain't even stunting. They not stunting out there like that. Word? That's how you trying to do me? Word, Sean? Look, Sean, you trying to do me like that again? Okay. acting up. We got Marva in the chat room. We lost all our callers. Okay. We got Brick left. We got Brick left. We got me left. We got Lloyd left. Hi, Lloyd.
Hello.
How are you?
Lloyd, this is our normal sincerity and stupidity, okay? And you will find
our normal routine.
Okay, y'all, check it back to make sure he's spitting right now.
He got us muted, so when he's unmuted, we'll know he's live.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah. Y'all got confused for a second there.
What?
I forgot we can't hear because we're muted.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
Really? Chill.
What? You know, Black Water.
What?
You're in rare form tonight. What's going on?
So, this show is on every night? Every Thursday, Tuesday, and Thursday night.
And Monday. I know, right? He has to.
And we got do Brick. Yes, Brick is on Monday.
Lloyd, my name is Brick, and I host a show called Brick's House Monday. You just missed it yesterday. It's Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we do basically, you know, the same thing Crush here does, except Black Reporter is just a little bit more well-behaved. Actually, no, he's not. But,
right.
You know, we talk about different topics on my show, too. We're all a part of Cold Fantasy Radio. We're one big orgy of a family here.
We're team fantasy. We're team
fantasy. Oh,
my God. And Black Reporter is the meat in the middle of the sandwich. You like that, don't you, Black Reporter? You like to eat a sandwich between me and Crush, right? You like that.
I'm the only voice of sanity here among female hormones raging.
Oh, please.
That's
because you got rid of all your hormones years ago.
Yes,
all right. All right.
Clap your hands on your feet. Clap your hands on your feet. We take these and take them off. We can do it again. We can do it again. Okay, let's go. Before Young Money, there was cash money. And before Hip Hop was worth cash money, there was death chance. That was before Uncle Buck sold the hologram, there was Sugar Eagle. Before that, he was got Harry, but that he. Now, before him came Screaming Jay, who came after Cat Calloway. And I say all that to say, to every person that writes his mind in the rapper, the Dr. Seuss was the illest MC. So let's retroact back so we can hear Shel Silverstein blinging in the light and went open your ass. Then let me adjust your frame of view, like Lynn's crafters on type of practice, making glasses on craftmatics. These poetry baskets can be so pragmatic. When I first got looked on folks, they reeled me in, they studied. They said I sound too much like rap. They cut down my line, they talked me back. Now rap heard my words. They said my flow was crap, but I never rhyme about rims for the trap. If Interscope ain't found a way to walk even out that, let up the door on the latch. I couldn't win. He wouldn't let me in because I'm a poet. Defensive. Hypocrisy. See, my two worlds couldn't agree, so I had to create new words to define me. So call me into your voices. Call me an acapella MC, a Rio on a dope beat. Head they win. Tails I lose. I had to put certain names in my armor and my ego so my feelings don't bruise. Authentic. I'm homeless. Little Walton JG flows crazy, but my gift is my curse. See, I wasn't first. I was crashing in Rap City. Stolen James Brown baseline, fool my spine. This part of mine giant war, forced by the heat of a KRS battle rap, shaped over a heartbeat and kneeling, dropped into the womb of a woman, a sign to fool. How do you control it? When your aorta flows, did that change your brain? When my right and left vision will contract, it sounds like a boom bap. I'm a poet that grew up hip hop and I can't change that. My rhyme schemes are a staple like grain, so I don't go against it. A higher power has served me with uncut raw, so I don't rinse it. I blitz it into the backfield of the public's brain. Several down in protection schemes, so they don't like me. Some passed over sleeve jackets with other elbow patches, for fitted caps and Nikes. Some even turn a deaf ear when I say my feet. Who say my feet? You got to know me, DJ. And when I do me, I'm giving you dignity, America, poetry.
I did Rhythmic American Poetry.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I'm trying to see what place I wound up in. You know,
well,
they
got
doing,
some
they
high
doing,
numbers there. 8.7, 9, 8.8. Out of 10, right?
Right. So, yeah, that's me live. That actually, that poem I just did is actually the title track for my next album. The next album is Volume 2, The Juggernaut Starts Volume 2. It's going to be the title is Rhythmic American Poetry.
Nice. So, we got all our peoples here. What order did you end up in?
They give them a half a song before they figure out what the order is going to be for the next round. I get the feeling I'm going to wind up going first or second, so you guys will probably get another JG piece.
Nice.
Now I just got to decide what the heck it is that I'm going to do.
Now is where the work comes in.
Yeah, that's some good talent out there though, man. That's some good talent. That's some good talent in the room. It's good to be home. I don't get to perform at home a whole lot, so it's good to be home.
Nice. Okay.
You sounded real good out there. Sound confident. Excellent delivery. Excellent.
Oh well, thank you. Like that piece is probably. I think I wrote that piece in 2010. So it's
on your album, right? It's on the
It's on the live album.
Oh, okay.
Now, how's it feel to perform in front of your home folks?
Okay, I just found out I was third. I'm third in round. I'm round two, guys.
Good.
Okay. Well, we're going to overtime a little bit. Hopefully, we don't get knocked off because it's a quarter two right now. So hopefully, you get there before 11. So we don't have to get caught off in overtime. For those that just tuned in, we have the Fantasy Limelight right now on JG's the Juggernaut, who's actually at a venue at a slam. One of his last minute things, so this is all exclusive. We get to hear him perform live, do what we love to do. We've been having a good time on the show. You can catch him on Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, under Juggernautical. That's JUGGANAUTICAL. JG.
Yes.
Black Reporter asked you, how does it feel to perform in front of your folks?
I mean, being at home, I mean, being at home is always cool, man, because, you know, these are the people, like, I don't have to be JG the Juggernaut. I don't have to be, like when I'm on the road performing, it's a show. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's a show, and they expect them to be entertained because frequently I'm the feature poet, so I got to bring my A game. Here, I can practice stuff. You know what I'm saying? I can practice stuff. I can really just kind of go into my catalog a little bit and just have fun. Like, honestly, when I'm performing poetry at home is when it's fun. You know what I mean? And it's fun always, but, you know, it's always real interesting to be in front of the home crowd as opposed to being on the road somewhere. They each have their own pluses and minuses. And so being at home,
yeah,
is cool. It's real cool.
Okay. So, do you have any pieces where you do like a collab piece or a duet piece or something like that? Or is it called a collaboration?
You know what? I mean, I've considered doing some collab pieces. I don't have any currently. I mean, I hope to get some, but I'm gonna tell you what. I'm a hard dude to get on a track with. The reason is because, you know, I'm a competitor. And so, you know what I'm saying? If somebody invites me onto their track, like, I've done a couple of intros for rappers, and I step to them and I tell them, listen, my goal is to make nobody listen to your album because they listen to the intro 4 times in a row. You know, that's my goal. And so, you know,
okay,
when I step on a, so when I step onto a track, you know, my grandfather told me, look, all you got is your name. And so I give my name. You know what I'm saying? I gotta put my name on the line every time I step to a microphone. So if I step onto your album, you know what I mean? If I step onto your album, I can't put no whack stuff out there. I got to put out there something that's gonna stick to the ribs. So, I mean,
yeah,
the thing is that I've done some collab tracks with rappers. I'm open to collabing with poets, but the thing is that, you know, it's got to be the right combination. Because, I mean, I'm real serious about the art of it. You know, I mean, I'm real serious about the art, and that's basically the way I put it. So collabing with people, I'm open to it, but it's like, make sure you, like, bring me something that, you know, is worth both of our time.
Oh, okay. So you're picky.
I'm very selective. Like, I mean, I'm that nerd that's sitting in the coffee shop talking to himself, and people have asked me, "Why, sir, are you okay? You're talking to yourself." And I'm like, "No, ma'am, I'm writing a poem." Like, you know, and I'll sit there and write the same line four or five times, move that line to the top, then take it back down to the middle, then put it back in the bottom. So, you know, when it comes down to the art form of writing poetry and performing poetry, I take a long time to perfect it, to make sure that it's right, so that whenever I put it on the stage, you guys are not getting a half-baked performance. You're not getting a half-baked album. Like, nobody deserves to spend their hard – no one deserves to spend their hard-earned money on a poetry album, and no one deserves to buy their – you know, buy a poetry album and not be satisfied with it. You know, nobody – you know, I don't want my face on the flyer and then somebody leaves feeling like, yo – It ain't
worth it. Okay. Just so you know, it's not insanity when you argue with yourself. It's insanity when you argue with yourself and you lose your argument.
Definitely. I do argue with myself. I'll say that.
So, we I don't know what happened to the time. The time has run away from us. We're 10 minutes into the end of the interview, people, but we're not going anywhere. If you're in the chat room, if you listen to us live on a website, by all means, give us a call, because you may not hear us after 11 o'clock, but we'll still be recording. 805-830-8320, the number to call. And you can just listen by phone. 805-830-8320. Now, you were speaking on your album. Is there a book in the works?
You know what? That's funny. It's funny you say that. I've been getting that question a lot more lately. I'm not going to say it's in the works. I'm going to say that I have been convinced that it's a good idea. That's the best way to put it. You know, for a while, you know, as an like I said, you know, I've been traveling professionally for 2 years. I've been performing for 7. So, you know, sometimes you clear hurdles. Like, you know, it was a hurdle for me to create an album. You know, because it's like it's so personal. Like, you can take the things that I say and now you can rewind them. Like, you know, I had a situation in Flint where a guy I never met came up to me and was like, yo, he was spitting my lyrics to me. And it was like, well, how do you know this? I never sold you a CD. And he's like, yo, man, my teacher gave me your album. And so, you know, with the book, it's like not only will you get to interpret it for yourself and see how I put it together, and you know, I'm an artist. I'm sensitive about my shit. So I had to take some time and get ready to actually be able to put the album together. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To put the book, to compile the book, like, do I want to do? I didn't really want to do a random collection of poems. I don't think that's real. You know, a random collection of poems. I would like to have a theme. Or at least if I do have a random collection of poems, let each chapter have a theme. So until I sit down and actually compile those poems, then, you know, but I plan to do it in 2012. Like, you know, it may not come out till 2013, but I really plan to get serious about putting a book out and you know, having some people, you know, being able to. But, you know, knowing me, I'm going to do it differently. I can't just do a book. Like, it'll probably be some type of memoir involved in it, or something like a Jay-Z decoded book where, you know what I'm saying, you get my story behind the lyrics.
Okay. So you just can't throw it out there for people to interpret. Like, I got to give you why I wrote this or why it came out the way it came out.
My thing is, at the end of the day, you're going to take from it whatever you want to take from it anyway. But I had that idea before Jay-Z came out with Decoded. And then he came out with Decoded, and I'm like, wow, he just took my idea. But at the same time, like, I read the book, and it's a dope book, and it gives you insight into some of the things that you may not pick up on a particular track. I thought it was dope. And so, you know, I would like, but, you know, sometimes I know myself, like, I have a tendency to kind of, you know, fill things into a poem, slide things into that, you know, may or may not be picked up, or you may not understand why I said certain things. So, you know, to kind of give some insight, like, I mean, really, you know, flat words on a page, it's like, that's cool. You know, you may get more poems, but you may not get what you really want to hear. You know what I mean? You may not get the story behind it. Sometimes the story is as compelling as the poem itself.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got a listener from England. Go by the name of Russ, and he just posted on the page. He said, "Much love to you, and a massive shout out to you, JG." And he also said hi to La Crush and Brick and Black Reporter. So that's coming from Russ, all the way across the pond.
Tell Russ to hit me up on Facebook so that I can get over to England to perform. That's one of my goals for 2012, is to perform internationally.
Nice.
That's one of my goals. So,
you know, my thing is that we just took the show on the road. Like, I'm good from New York to Texas right now. You know, New York down to Florida, and Florida on over to Texas. I pretty much hit most of the states in that region. I haven't been west of Texas yet. But, you know, I want to go across the pond too. So please hit me up.
All right, Russ. You heard the call. If you got it in you, once again, his page is facebook.com/ juggernautical, and also Blame JG. You can find his pages. All right. Once again, you can go to the website, phonefaceradio.com, and I'm gonna look under the tab Fantasy News, and I'm gonna post all his information once again for everybody to get in contact with him. We at the 5-minute mark. Jay-Z, good grief. JG, thank you so much for sharing your passions and your talent and talking with us tonight. We really do appreciate the love. And once again, you're a very talented artist. And hopefully you'll come back and let us know once that new album drops.
Oh, for sure. I mean, once the new album drops, Volume 2, Rhythmic American Poetry, is coming May 2012. The final mixing session will probably be sometime within the next 10 days, we'll have the final mix down of the album, the final chops. So, you know, I'll probably be distributing a single to you here shortly. And, you know, definitely I'll be back. I thank you guys for having me. I appreciate you, Black Reporter, Marva, C.
No,
thanks for having me, y'all. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you. We had such a good time tonight. Are you close to performing, or how are we doing this? You want us to wait?
I believe that there's one poet before me. There's one poet on stage right now, and I may be after him. There's one poet
on
stage
right now. The one on stage or the one? All right.
No, the one on stage is the one before me, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I believe
okay.
He's
probably got about a minute. He probably got about 2 minutes left in the song, so I would expect to be on stage in about 5 minutes.
Oh, we only got four left, so, you know, I'll put my little 2 cents in once again and let people know. I got calls, actually. 917-202.
Hello.
How are you, Chevy?
Feeling, you know, easy right now.
Oh, okay. Have you been hearing our artists on the Fantasy Limelight?
Yeah, I have. It's good.
Okay, what I'm going to do right... Well, no, he's going to go up in 5 minutes. I'll just go play one more
piece,
but I will be playing another piece.
Actually, I believe that I'm next.
Okay.
Actually, I believe I'm next. Like, they're taking the score for the floor before me right now, and then I'll be up, and then we can all say goodnight with the JG phone.
Okay. That sounds
awesome.
Or I can
come back on and we keep talking.
Uh-huh.
That'll work. I can come back on and we keep talking.
So we can do that, too. I just don't want it to end if we can do that, too. I'm down. Y'all down?
We down.
Y'all down for a little overtime?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We can work with that. Folks that just tuned in, we have JG the Juggernaut live at a poetry slam in Ohio, and he will be performing his second poem live at a poetry slam in Ohio. Once again, the stream may cut us off, but we'll still be recording. 805-830-8320 if you want to listen in, or you can just wait for the archives to come up. You can catch him on Amazon.com, JG the Juggernaut. That's JUGGANAUT. And he has two albums, so, you know, just search for that. $8.99 for a single. Very awesome guy.
Oh my God.
What you think, Brick?
I think the album is definitely something that I'm going to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I was looking at his stuff on YouTube, and I must say that it has a lot of hits, but not that many, you know, likes, or, you know, it's like nobody's voting. So YouTube rating is very important, so we can all just, you know, check out this brother, watch his YouTube videos, except the like. That would really help with his rating to get his, you know, video out there, possibly featured on the first page. So I'm really enjoying this stuff. He got over 200-something hits, but nobody's voted. So we need you to look at it, enjoy, and vote. And
right.
For the
once
name
again,
out there, because he's very talented.
Once again, you can go to phonefantasyradio.com after the show. I'll be posting all of his links and stuff like that, and I'll definitely include a couple of videos from his YouTube channel. But once again, his name is Juggernautical on YouTube as well, JUGGANAUTICAL. And so, you know, hit us up on Facebook. Yeah, I'll definitely post all this information on my page. Just bear with me, and I'll let y'all know who he is on paper.
Definitely. Sounds like it's a live crowd there tonight. It's Tuesday, and how many people come out on a Tuesday?
Oh, yeah, this is the Four Elements at Woodlands Tavern, man, Columbus, Ohio, run by my homeboy Sirius Ad, man. That's my partner in Ryan. You know, and the show is live, man. I mean, you get a lot of people to come out, a lot of people to show love. You know, it's like Columbus has a real dope poetry scene. Like, we go 3-4 nights a week. So, you know, you're gonna get a microphone to spit on 3-4 nights a week. So, you know, it's definitely one of those situations where, you know, if you a poet that's traveling, you know, you definitely want to hit Columbus. I always say I would like to be an out of town type poet traveling into Columbus.
Because it sounds kind of live there for
you. You go and try visiting me in New York City, and then when you go back home, you'll be visiting.
Right. Man, I would lose my mind. First time I came to New York, I went to Brooklyn. I was staying in Brooklyn, and I was like walking through Brooklyn with listening to Biggie. I was like, man, all I need is Timberlands and a Carhartt. You know what I mean? I was tripping out, man. Like, yo. Like New York has an energy to it. Like, you know, I loved it. Like, you know, it was definitely
definitely different than Atlanta, et cetera, et cetera.
That will definitely inspire you. Look around, you go with like 1,000 poles.
Where have you been in Louisiana?
I don't think I'm gonna make it on stage in time. Like, I think there's still two more poets before me. I'm sorry.
I will do that. Definitely.
All right, JG. Once again, thank you so much. You have to come back for round two, and we have to get all up in your business some more. And, you know, there's a few questions we didn't get a chance to get to.
We sure didn't get a chance to ask what we wanted to ask.
Right. And then we want to hear the new album, so we might even do a listening party. So we'll do a little listening party, a phone face reel when that album drops, and you know, you can call in and let us know the inspiration you had. So it sounds like a party. Sounds like a plan to me.
Sounds like a plan to me. That don't even sound like a plan. That sounds like more than a plan. That sounds like it's already. We just waiting on a date.
Yep, pretty much.
That sounds like we waiting on a date. So we will definitely get that done, sister.
Okay.
Great.
Well, sounds good, babe.
JG.
Once again, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
Hanging out with you guys. I appreciate it.
No problem. We wish you luck tonight.
Thank you. You guys, take it easy.
All right.
Good night.
All right, fam. We are already in the after hours of Phone Fantasy Radio's The Adult Zone / Fantasy Limelight. We just finished, we just dimmed the lights on on spoken word artist JG the Juggernaut out of Columbus, Ohio, who's currently live at a spoken word event. He's on Poetry Slam. Anyway, folks, we will be here Thursday night, 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. We'll be listening to the school battle, old school versus old school. Classic soul versus classic soul. Right. We do an intergenerational. So we got old school, SKOOL, versus classic soul. Is that how it goes? We got to come up with something.
Okay. What do you call your old school crush?
Old school.
What is your mixture of old school?
Old school.
Old school. Okay. My mixture of old school is
disco.
R&B, R&B, funk, and some rap.
And some rap. Well, my R&B was going to be, I think, a New Jack Swing. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's
I think I want to go to the early 90s, folks. Mine's is going to be New Jack Swing / classic 90s, folks. I'm talking about Boyz II Men, Another Bad Creation. Who else is going to be on there? We're going to have some Guy on there. We might even have some Christopher Williams on there, you know.
Well,
that kind
of with
stuff,
me, it's going to be Bobby Womack, Luther, some funk, Parliament, Funkadelic.
Oh, good grief.
Good grief.
Good grief. You always bring, because you're always bringing them the damn Parliament on here. They're not the only people that did funk.
Yeah.
No, actually, you have Bootsy Collins. You
Bootsy.
Have Flying
he's part of
Soul.
He's part of it.
Thank you.
Bootsy Collins is part of it.
Yeah, well, you have, well, you also have, but he was an individual as well. He didn't just do Parliament Funkadelic. You know, you have Sly and the Family Stone.
Yeah.
You know, you have, like, what Marvin mentioned earlier, you have Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
You have Denise Williams. You have Minnie Riperton.
Yeah.
You have Evelyn Champagne King. You have
quite a few.
That's on his chorus for him, Rick.
No, I'm just trying to show him it's not all Paul.
He's making a mental note. I know, he's making a mental note of everybody you just said. Watch.
Well, that's good, because, you know, we need some fresh meat on this show. You know, you can't keep playing the 12-inch long versions. They take up too much time. So we need, like, shortened, you know, to the point
version.
Yeah.
We need some Sky in it. We need some Midnight Star. You know, we need some Gap Band. We
but I listen
some.
To those people. Like, yeah, I listen to those people too.
Well,
but then again, I haven't.
Is.
But then again,
yeah,
I haven't told
that
I have a whole show. I know, but I'm just saying. Then again, I'm just saying I listen to those people as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know, in addition to the New Jack Swing era. But yeah, I've been told I have a whole show because when I was 13,
you know who Sylvester is.
I was like I said, when I was 13, I was listening to all this stuff, classic stuff. So, you know, me personally, and when they had New Jack Swing and all that stuff didn't get onto my radar until I got older. When it becomes old and played out, that's when I like it.
You also had Zap.
That's the same thing with Jay-Z and all of even the current stuff. You know, once the song is played out, then I like it. I don't really go with the masses. I don't really go with the masses. And the stuff I like, people think it's corny. But anyway, what else we got going on, Black Reporter? We'll be back here Monday. What's going on Monday?
Monday, we got Brick's house. Y'all coming into my house Monday? That's our
Monday.
Wait,
I've heard a rumor that we're going to be doing political stuff on Monday.
That's
is
right.
Is that correct?
If you let me just say it. It's the first Monday of the month, so that's our political Monday. And we're going to be talking about the United States. And we're going to be talking this time, we're discussing foreign affairs. Now, before you go, it's going to be a boring show, you should know that Brick's House is never a boring show. We're always going to put our definite spin on it. We're going to basically, you know, desensitize the whole thing. We're just going to be quite candid. And truthfully, the topic is going to be, should the United States just mind its business? Do you think we can involve ourselves in too many foreign affairs and not enough domestic ones? Do you think we should concentrate on what's going on here in the United States before we worry about what's going on over in Afghanistan? Do you think that the United States should sometimes, you just wish that we would just shut the hell up and mind our business? That's going to be what we're going to be discussing on Monday, Brick's House, 8 p.m., 7 p.m. Central, at Blog Talk Radio, Phone Fantasy Radio. So you don't want to miss it because you know Brick's house is always going to be a party. We're going to be crazy. And we're going to tell it like it is.
So that's what's going down, folks. Once again, you can find the wrap-up and the rebroadcast of all our shows on Sunday, starting at 12 p.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Central on phonefantasyradio.com, official live broadcasting stream. We'll be on air 24/7. We're looking for independent artists to please submit their stuff, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. We're looking for businesses that, you know, may want to advertise with us. Once again, hit us up at phonefantasyradio.com. And thank you once again to everybody who tuned in to another awesome episode of Fantasy Limelight. If you want to be a guest, hit the email, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com.
And if you have a topic for the Dozo, once again, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com.
Yep.
Oh, I just want to say real quick, if I might. April is going to be an exciting month for Brick's House. I discussed it with Crush, and we're still kind of working on that. But, Crush, remember I told you what I wanted to do for the last show in the month of April? It's supposed to be 5 weeks in a month. But 4 weeks of the month, but now we have 5. So with that extra month, that extra day, we're going to have like a kind of special show on Brick's House, and it's going to be kind of interesting. But I need, it's going to be interesting. We'll talk more on it later. Just giving you something to look forward to. It's going to be a show that I don't think any other show has done yet. We're going to attempt to go there. We're still in negotiations, but you can bet it's going to be hilarious. So definitely watch out for that. I just wanted to just get your teeth wet on that just right now. Just marinate on that for a little bit. And just know that April is going to be a hell of a month for Phone Fantasy Radio. It's getting warmer. Time to act the fool.
Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, phonefantasyradio.com. Phone Fantasy Radio on Facebook, Phone Fan Radio on Twitter, Brick House with an S.
Brick House on Twitter.
Right. On Twitter and Facebook.
@gmail.com.
Black Reporter, getyourpageup.com.
I know.
Black Reporter, post on
yourpage.org.
You
right. Black Report, you need to email me your password so I can help you out there.
All right.
Other than that, folks, everybody, have a good hump day. And
the time has ceased to be. There is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in because you can fall for anything. If you didn't hear everything we said, you heard everything we said. Let's do that one more time. Good evening, Russ. I've got to speak to Russ. Hello, Russ.
that whole outro was just Anyway, shout out to John for calling in. Shout out to Marva. Shout out to Russ. Shout out to Lady C. Brick, Chevy, baby. Lloyd from Virginia. I hope you come back to the show when we actually, because we always acting up anyway. And a big shout out and appreciation to JG the Juggernaut for being our special guest tonight. And thank you to Black Reporter for trying to hold it down.
I wish you could take us out on that last one you did. Could you play the last Juggernaut thing?
Well,
that
thank
I love
you.
So much. Take us out on that.
Okay.
Say that again.
Okay.
I said I wanted you to take us out on that Juggernaut piece that I love so much, the first one.
I don't care wonder if the mainstream ignores me. I may never marry an R&B singer, I may never sell a million, but as long as my voice can still make people get that feeling, then I'll be somewhere near a microphone illin'. And as long as this life can inspire me to write something hot, I will forever and always be JJ, the Juggernauts.